Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak how to fit in, or do I have to fit in the society, in the group, and so on. So when we had been children, we wanted to be accepted, we want to stay in a group so that we feel much stronger than we are, and so on. So then there's one problem. When we, my brother and my twin brother and me, took birth, we had been unwanted kids. This means my parents didn't want a child, and they got two. Okay, not so funny. Okay, so, and during the pregnancy, they have conversed it to us. This means we feel our whole life as unwanted children. And this is true for all embryos. When the parents don't like the kid or the embryo feels that, and it will feel their whole life unwanted. Okay, what to do? Get rid of it. If you feel nobody likes you, you don't care. You go straight forward and open up your heart. It's just a program inside of yourself. That feel people, that many people have, that they don't fit and so on. Okay, this is a psychologist thing. Okay. The other thing is, if we don't fit in a group, what we should do? Let it go. We accept that. And it's better to stay alone than to be together with the wrong people. This might not be right for everybody, but if we can do so, good. If we cannot do so, stay even in a wrong group. People are different. Some people can stay alone, other people cannot stay alone. Okay. So, what is when a guy like me eats only raw kost, no meat, nothing else, only raw kost, and loves to meditate, to make Qigong, loves God, and is living in a society who doesn't care for a lifestyle, who want just money or acquisitions, have no moral, then why I should fit in? And for me it's also true, and that I have proved on a previous blog, the mass is always wrong. For instance, 5% of the population have 90% of the money and wealth and so on. So from this standpoint on, it's always that the mass is wrong. Okay. What is, if we live after the morality of the society, and the society is living a wrong life, still, we harvest the fruits of our wrongdoing. For instance, in Thailand, the women are the most fattest women in Southeast Asia. So this means they eat too much and make no exercise. So why I should fit in as a girl? To get fat? To get unhealthy? For sure not. So then I will misfit. I don't will fit in this society because I want to harvest a good life. I want to live an excellent life. And mainly all the people don't live an excellent life or live or adapt to a healthy lifestyle. Makes sense or not sense? So then we think, okay, we have to change the group to live an excellent life, to live a healthy lifestyle, to meditate, to be together with the same spiritual group. I have done this also. I was in so many spiritual groups. I've lived 10 years in a spiritual community and so on. So I can do this also. The problem is when you like to change your life like me frequently, then the group is not fitting anymore. Then you have to change the group. And also your friends. Still, you want to live your individual life. And then comes the next problem, what Jimmy Rogers said, one of the most successful investors in the world. He said, in 10 years, so many things are changing that we have to change and adapt to the world, otherwise it doesn't fit anymore. And the conservative and old people don't want to change. So in reality, they are the misfits, not the people who adapt to the changing world. This means as a misfit, you are a fit. And the other are misfits. Because you live an excellent life. You live a healthy lifestyle. And then we should be a misfit? Okay, I'm a misfit. Okay, bye.